We're going to give you a couple informations about what we're doing here in KBOO land. See you in a minute.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Winter Folk 28, a celebration of music, community, and service on February 20th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Winter Folk, an annual benefit for Sisters of the Road, will feature singer-songwriter, author, and social activist David Roth, headlining along with performers Casey Neal, Sky in the Road, Dan Weber, and Kelly Bosworth. Again, that's Winter Folk 28 on February 20th, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
On February 20th, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., Grassroot News will honor the memory, legacy, and life of Malcolm X. Join us for the music, the memory, and the deconstruction of Malcolm's political career, his split from the Nation of Islam, and the course of actions that led to his assassination 51 years ago on February 21st, 1965. As Ozzie Davis eulogized,
"Prince. Our own black shining prince who didn't hesitate to die because he loved us so."
Again, on February 20th from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., join us as we honor the memory, life, and legacy of Malcolm X.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from People's Food Co-op, a community-owned, values-driven cooperative striving to provide access to whole foods customers can trust. People's features farm-direct organic produce, bulk foods, a weekly year-round farmer's market, and everyone is welcome. Located on 21st and Tibbet Street between Division and Powell, for more information, you can go to peoples.coop.
Marching at the dawn of the day, all the darkened kitchens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing, bread and roses. Oh, hear the people singing, bread and roses. As we come marching.
And hello today. This is Mary Postlewaite with Kitchen Table Conversations on KBOO 90.7 FM. How are you today? I have Dewan in the studio with me. I'm so excited today. I have a collection of some young artists that would like to do some of their work for you guys, and I'm excited to have them on. And the first guest we have, Dewan, tell me. So you do rap.
Yes.
And you also do spoken word poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what got you into that? Is there anything specific?
I think I heard a lot of music on the radio. I heard a lot of cool music in general, not of any specific genre. And you sit there and you listen to it and you enjoy it. And you're enjoying somebody else's work. And that's cool. But for me personally, I would like to make my own work and just be able to enjoy that, knowing that I made that and other people can enjoy it as well as myself.
Absolutely. So we talked a little bit yesterday about what I do, and my listeners out there and people who know me, they know me as an activist and for the youth and for the community. I had asked you if you could speak something uplifting to our youth, and you were willing to do that. That's wonderful, and I'm so happy. Tell me, if you could tell the younger generation, younger than you, one thing, what would it be?
That's a good question. I would say to trust their gut. Honestly, trust your gut.
I believe in that too. yeah, follow your first mind, absolutely. So, so have you been like rapping for just a little bit of time? You went to school with my daughter, yes?
Yep. Yeah. De La Salle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody, we know who Marcia Leopold-Swade is.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you been doing this for a long time? Is it something you've been doing?
I started writing right the summer after seventh grade, that summer. And then I didn't start recording till sophomore year.
Ah.
And then that kind of trickled for a minute. And then I got another source for recording. His name is Matt Randall. And then from there, I recorded for my junior year and then senior year. And then he introduced me to another person, Carlos, who I'm currently working with right now. And so, you know, it's just been kind of like a connection thing, just opening new doors.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm going to play a piece that I seen on the internet that I absolutely fell in love with, and it's very powerful. But I want you to do something live, too. So could you do that for us?
Yeah.
Could you do something?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to play your internet rap first?
Yeah, play that.
Okay. Where's Delphine? Anyway, so how old are you? You're
19, just turned 19.
19, oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. So this is going to be Dewan, and it's spoken word poetry called
North of Portlandia.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm rolling.
You rolling in?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
All right. I live north of Portlandia. IFC doesn't film where I'm at. If Portland's neighborhoods were represented by elementary children, I'm the quiet kid in the back. The one you know nothing about, while all your attention is drawn to the kid who's always opening his mouth. But I guess for a good reason. We're not perfect beings, so I guess that makes us even. You see, I'm just one of the many who lives in the pocket of Portland that is considered not so friendly. I see peace as a priority, but it is often portrayed that minorities see that as a minority too. I think it's silly people shoot at each other over the color red and blue, or over revenue. I think I can speak for everyone when I say that we're all fed up too. Am I right? With that being said, how do you feel about an officer taking an innocent man's life? Without forming opinions, I know everybody has their own two cents on someone like Darren Wilson. See, civilians against police, those might as well be gangs, because when you have a weapon, it's where you choose to aim. Is it aimed to protect us or to reject us? You represent us, we represent you. Each drop of water is significant in the pool. Brother Cornel West says, never forget that justice is what love looks like in public. Never forget that justice is what love looks like in public. So tell me, what do you see? Is the love scattered all over, wandering free? Or is it stuck inside the house and afraid to leave? Mr. Mayor, you represent the city, whether the population is 1 million people or 50. I am one of those people. We are some of those people. So I ask, if Portland's neighborhoods are represented by kids, every neighborhood on the map, do you notice the quiet kid in the back?
That was Dewan, and that was what it mystified me. That's a powerful message that you're sending. When you wrote that, what was going on in your mind?
Well, first I had wrote it for a assembly, so it was kind of oriented. A couple students that represented the assembly, they asked me to do it, and I said yes. And at first I had actually wrote something different, so that wasn't even my first writing piece of it. I scrapped it.
Oh, that happens all the time.
But so it was about, I mean, the police chief was there, and we were talking about injustice and whatnot. So me and my teacher, Rabbi Bryant at the time, we talked about the differences in the neighborhoods around the city, how one is kind of more, I don't really know about vocabulary for it, just different. It's just
urbanized.
Just two different cultures living together but separate.
Yes.
And so just making the comparisons, me being from the black neighborhood and Rabbi Brian being for the more urban
white neighborhood.
Yeah.
You can say that. It's
so,
okay.
Yeah. But so yeah, we just kind of took those two ideas and what we saw in everyday life and just put it on paper.
That's wonderful. It's very powerful, and I'm so glad that my daughter showed that to me and that you were willing to let us hear that. You know, all my listeners out there, you know what I'm passionate about, and that's the youth. And you hear it here. You heard it from his mouth. You hear the spoken word that he's talking. He's got another poem that I want him to read because our wonderful friend has to leave.
Oh.
I'm sad. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
So why don't we go ahead, go to your poem, and won't you mystify me again?
All right, it's called Nine. But feel closer at a distance, sending my well wishes. I don't hold fair opinions. I think it's all, well, it's all good. No, it's almost perfect. Mistakes are almost certain. Feelings getting used to hurt, and it's something I cope with. Don't hold it, because we all go through the highs and lows. What's mine is yours, mine is yours. Above the shores, watching waves crash. In my head, I watch days pass. In my room, I remain tagged. Once a pure soul, now bits are stained black. Lord, forgive me. Cycles repeat, I'm a part of history. Alaska and that's who I own, a part of them streets. Don't pardon this piece, say I'm subparts, cause you part of what's against me. Them strangers don't look gently, call up Brother Bentley. Told him how the evil tempt me, need a hand and I was blessed with 20. Still saying thanks to a mass of many, walking clueless like I ain't have any. I'm not a perfect being, nor will I ask to be. I learn from my failure, and the tone I say casually. Because no matter how wise you perceive yourself, or how right you are and believe yourself, recognize you need some help. People seeing your wealth, your status, but in the end, none of that matters. In fact, we live in a world today where we see things backwards. Then when we follow through with procedures, we wonder why nothing happens. And then you begin to waste time on useless actions. I do it too. No shame in saying that. Don't be fooled out the truth. We often see it to deny the proof, create lies, and define the truth when it's already been outlined. But we decide to choose to give it a new name, thinking it'll be at rest. But at best, it blows like butane. A stitch in time saves nine. Thank you.
Damn. I can feel it. I can feel it. This is a 19-year-old young man, and I'm blown away by your mind and how you think. That's absolutely wonderful. You have been a joy, and I really enjoy having you on the show, and I would love to have you back.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. You hear it here on KBOO 90.7. You hear that? This is our future. This is their future, and this is what they're telling us. You open your ears and listen. Thank you, Dwan.
Thank you.
That was dope.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Get the money.
And we're back. Am I on? We're back with Alpha and K-Hump. Yeah. How are you guys?
Great.
Good.
Great.
So we heard some spoken poetry, spoken word poetry from Dwan just now. A very powerful young man.
Yes.
That's great. So you guys have a different style. Why don't you tell my listeners what kind of style of...
So you want to start for your production, bro?
Yeah, so basically my style is just producing beats. Mm-hmm. I work on instrumentals, and that's from like modern trap to like classical type of instrumentals. I work with a bunch of Portland artists and Oregon artists. And I also work with a couple of Atlanta artists. And you can check me out on K-Hump on SoundCloud if you Google, or if you Google K-Hump, SoundCloud K-Hump, instrumentals, YouTube K-Hump. Just Google K-Hump and I'll pop up.
For sure. As far as my thing goes, just a local Portland rapper, Alpha, you know, I try to bring a mix of a conscious sound to something that's more like a little more fun, that's kind of like pop people. You know, I make a little bit of both. I like to, because I think music should be art, but you should also be able to express yourself.
Absolutely.
At the same time, you know. So, you know, my music is it's very personal to me. So, you know, anything that I'm frustrated with, a lot of the times I just put it into the music. And then, you know, a lot of my music's based on my mood. So,
absolutely.
I'm in good mood, good music. But,
and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, because, you know, we had talked earlier and music tells a story. And I say to everybody, and I've told my listeners before, that everybody has a story to tell. So, I want you at this point, we're going to go ahead and do it live right now. I want you to just wrap something
kick
to the
up,
young folks.
Kick it
there
up.
You go.
All right.
Just give us something.
I hope everybody's listening.
They're listening.
You know, so
got it.
Pay attention.
Alpha.
Out of Portland, Oregon. Yeah. They say. Get the money. Dollar bills, yeah. Check it, I see my dreams is in reality. This actuality and my mentality is something so focused in. I feel like choking on this mic sometimes. I drop my rhymes, I write my lines, and in time I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna blow up. I got to book a show, man. I'm gonna show up and show enough. I'm gonna beat the best. I've gotta lay them all to rest and be the best and beat the test. I'll beat the rest. Damn, I'll beat the race. They put me in the chase, but I gotta get on this paper chased and my paper laced. I lace my shoes up, get ready for my day. And then every night I pray. I lay awaken in time, I drop my rhymes, I kick it, you know. And this money I gotta spend on the flow for show. Yeah, I gotta book me a show, you know. I gotta get on this radio and let it go. I gotta let it spray, I get it every day. I gotta get to this money, funny, no guapalay. I'm calling all of these honeys, they wanna play. They wanna see me every day, and I ain't got time to waste, ain't got no time to wait on them. Yeah. For sure. And let me tell you how I feel right now. I said cash rules everything around me. Cream, get to the money. I'm getting to the money.
Yeah.
I asked myself a question the other day. Will I record this music or will I eat? That's some things that's dark inside my heart. Yeah, my mind is sparks. I top these charts. I gotta eat them up like sharks. I start to recollect and reminisce. And think about the time when I would get a kiss and sit and reminisce in bliss. And I think about all of the dreams that I've been living out. These bars of clout that I gotta get out of my style. Been here for a while, yeah. Been rapping since I was a young child. I wrote my first rap in like the fifth grade and wasn't even thinking about getting paid. But now I'm like, damn, I could probably get some money, yeah. And we laugh like it's funny, but that's my reality. That's my life. I know I'm off beat, I know I'm off key, but I'm Alpha and I'm the one you wanna see. I'm looking at the greats like I'm the one they wanna be. Nah, I wanna be them, I'm so sorry. That's supposed to cuss on the radio. Yeah.
That was great. Are you nervous?
Yeah,
it's a little okay.
bit. First time ever on the radio, you know.
Yeah.
Like being able to actually, this is some. I mean, I'm kind of overwhelmed at the moment because like I've been writing music for years, and you know, I think it was around like freshman year when I thought like I might want to be a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm sitting here and I'm on the radio and I'm like actually making my music and I'm performing it, like
right.
in front of who knows how many people are actually really listening right now.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
I'm, like my mind's just blown. I'm,
That's what happens.
Wow.
So, like, you know, what was the thoughts going through your head when you wrote that?
That was just what I was thinking now. That song, I didn't write that particular one.
You hear that, folks?
But
right off the top of his head.
Yeah. That instrumental was an instrumental that I've liked a long time. Because it kind of, I'm really inspired by Drake. That's one of like my favorites. I have a lot of, you know, a whole lot of list of inspirations with that particular beat because he samples Wu-Tang, and mm-hmm. that's like kind of old school, and I don't listen to a whole lot of Wu-Tang, but I heard that that sample, and that made me kind of start listening like the old school stuff, and like I like how he was able to incorporate kind of like that old school stuff. And the other track, the clean cut I bought,
mm-hmm.
Tuscan Leather, he samples Whitney Houston. And, you know, I remember as a little kid, like, my grandparents and my parents played the old school stuff, James Brown, Whitney Houston, Temptations.
Absolutely.
You know, all types of stuff, so.
All them old people.
Yeah.
That's my
hey,
era.
You know, the old people did it best, you know. they cut the path out for guys like me. And,
so,
you know.
So tell me, if you could say something that, you know, we heard the other young gentleman, he said, follow your heart or follow your gut. What would you say? You say that's good advice or?
Yeah, but have a plan.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you know, I just turned 18 and I have finally got to a place where I was able to, you know, accumulate the resources to make some music. And I mean, it's literally been within a week. Within a week, I recorded 3 songs. I'm on the radio. I booked a show in Seattle in May, on May 10th. I'm traveling, gonna be with Coast to Coast Live Mixtapes.
There it is there.
You know, yeah, I mean, in a week, and this all just took off. I've got people hitting me up saying, you know, you can promote your stuff through us, promote this through that. I'm getting emails, you know.
That's
I'm
what's
like,
up.
Wow.
And
this is just the start of it, you know.
Absolutely.
And
you heard it from our young folks. You hear this? This is a bright, futured young man. Sitting in front of me right now. He's got a wonderful voice and he knows what he wants to do with it. So, you know, my whole movement is, again, the younger generation. What will you say to somebody my age who maybe when you were younger, in your younger teen years, maybe they didn't, you know, quite get what you were saying or hear what you were trying to tell them? What is it something that you could say to somebody like myself or the parent or the grandparent of your age that you wanted but you couldn't quite get?
I think, well, you know, you mentioned like the parent's perspective, and I think parents a lot of times get wrapped up in a fear, a protective kind of fear, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I think I'd say don't let that fear inhibit your child.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, like, you don't be afraid of letting your kid fail because it's healthy to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So if you never fail, then you never know
right.
what you need to fix and how to make it better. And, you know, I remember, and like one of the best thing, you know, one of the, what is it, what's the saying? Biggest room in the world is the room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, if you never screw up, you never know
this is
where
true.
That improvement,
this is
you,
true.
You know, where you need to make that improvement.
I am, yeah, and you know, I say things like that with my own children. I'm very open and honest with my kids. I, you know, I don't sugarcoat things. That's just not my style. But you know, I realize that there's an issue there. Just seeing the things that go on in life and whatever. And I've had shows on that before, so I won't get into it. But you know, it dawned on me that maybe I should do what I'm doing now and have you guys come in and play some music and some beats. And that's what the younger generation I identify with. So all my listeners out there who are of my generation, this is a very important show, and I want you to listen to the words that are being said, and I want you to feel the beats that are being played, and I want you to hear the message that's being sent in these song and rap and poems that are going to be played today. So we're gonna talk to Kwame right now. Okay, Hump. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We are going to play. Yeah. We're going to play a beat from K-Hump.
All right. Sounds K-Hump. Great.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Okay. So pay attention, you guys, and listen to what's going on. Close your eyes. Feel the beat. Feel it.
Feel that.
Hey, there's two songs playing at once. Mine is the piano keys.
Technical difficulties. It'll be okay.
It's all good.
We were hearing a mixture of a couple of different things off of a playlist. So, gotta get it together. We got this, folks. We really do. I swear to God, you guys know me. Anyway, so let me ask you.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
Got you into music? What inspired you to do the beats?
Okay. I can give you my SoundCloud too if that works. But what got me into it? Just kind of being like, I didn't really have like a super strong relationship with my family growing up, and like I found a lot of release in music. And I originally started out writing and rapping, and then I kind of evolved into producing beats because I saw it as a more profitable avenue inside the music industry. And so ever since that changeover, it's been paying off a little bit more, well, a lot more. So.
Absolutely. Working your way up the ladder there.
Yes.
So do you just make beats? Do you rap?
I rap occasionally, like if I'm just with like the homies or something, I'll like spit a freestyle or something, but mainly right now my main thing is just focusing on producing beats and also producing like other artists' music.
Ah, absolutely. That's what they do. That's what a producer does. What would you say to, first of all, what would you say to somebody younger than you that maybe wants to, you know, make it in the world but is having like a hard time, has some kind of block, what would you tell them to do?
Man, I would just say, you know, never give up, because you never know what's going to be around the next corner. And if you cut yourself short, you're literally only cutting yourself short. So just keep going. And there's going to be times where you're feeling like, oh man, like, I don't feel like this is good enough, or like, I'm not good enough. But don't fall into that slump. Don't ever think that, because it's really up to you to get yourself to that next level.
Absolutely. So, and how about somebody like me? What would you tell me?
I would say that, you know, perfection and, you know, establishment comes with time. It comes with time and dedication, and us younger generation kids or adults, individuals, aren't just going to one day just magically hit it like the gold streak and then be able to help out. Hey, we're trying to do that, but we're just not going to be able to magically do it. Everything takes time, just like
it does.
Everyone's lives. So
be patient.
Yeah, just be patient.
I'll try. So we're going to go ahead and go to a break real quick, and I'll be back on air in a few minutes. Here's India Ari. What we just heard was actually a beat from K-Hump.
Yeah.
I liked that. That was nice.
Thanks.
That's something that I would lay back to.
Yeah, I totally.
Like really. So, yeah, that was great. We have Maurice in the studio with us now. And Alpha has another track he wants to play also. While the technicians get that ready, we'll go ahead and talk to Maurice. All so, right. You're... this around the same age as my daughter, and I've spoke with you before. You've actually been recorded and been on the air before.
Right.
This is one of the students from North Portland. What made you start to get into music?
Well, what started me getting into music is... I heard my dad singing it. I heard my dad singing and rapping, so I kind of picked up off of him when I was an adolescent. So I didn't know what I was saying, but whatever he said, I was saying. So I kind of picked up after him, and then my sister started coming in with vocals and stuff. So I figured that we would make like an album or something, or try to make an album or something. But instead, we just started messing around, started playing with pianos and guitars, just trying to just mess around, and then next you know, I just started freestyling some weird stuff, and then next you know, we started getting into it, and the more we started doing that weird stuff, it was just like, yeah, I'm about to pick up off of it, I'm about to take it to the next level, be more serious with it.
Interesting, weird stuff. That's interesting. I like that. That's one of my favorite words, folks. Weird. Everything is weird to me.
Because we were like, we were young, so we didn't know what to say, we didn't know what to do, we was just putting everything out there, we just... putting mom and dad business out there and everything.
Right. Right. Absolutely. From the mouths of babes. So tell me, when you rap, like just about everybody else, it's a story. So what is your story? What is it that you want my listeners to know?
That, you know, most people come from the struggles, and the people who come from the struggles is the one who tries hard to, you know, progress what they came from, or to show what they're all about, to bring up the like more energy that they have, you know, because most people are boisterous and they want to get all that energy out.
All these big words, boisterous.
Educated,
yeah. You have to speak layman's terms to me because, you know.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so. They're laughing at me, folks.
That's all good.
So basically what you're saying is listen.
Yeah.
Open our ears and to listen to what they're saying.
Right.
And I get that. I get it. Because, as we hear our young folks talking and singing and rapping and poetry, we hear the story. And I know the struggle. And I've been there. And that's great. So why don't we go ahead and play Alpha's next track?
Yeah. Tuscan Leather.
Tuscan Leather. Okay, well, it's not ready. Anyway,
until the meantime.
Yeah.
In the meantime. See, this is what I meant by live radio.
There you go.
I love it because it's just normal. I'm not, you know, every day I make a mistake. So,
hey, we can always have a cipher. We have three rappers right here.
Right. Won't you hit something?
Hey,
let's do this.
Hey, we can always do it.
What's up?
Bring something out.
Do it. Let's do it.
Let my listeners hear something.
down for that.
Go ahead.
Just acapella?
Start it off.
Do it. Just start it off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, I'll start off.
You want to start off?
All right.
Go ahead.
Go.
I came up from the slums, hopped up on my bottle. I'm trying to go off, I'm hopping on my space shuttle. I'm chilling with my three dudes, yeah, we going acapella. I'm going so hard, yeah, I'm listening to Rockefeller. When I came out, I was shooting like I was from the dirty south. I'm trying to get into the grays, so you know what I'm all about. I'm trying to get this, yeah, I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to get all these burgers, yeah, I'm eating Big Macs. I'm trying to eat these stacks, yeah, I'm trying to count them racks. And I'm trying to go back to back, yeah, Drake said that.
Can we take it back to back and hit them up with them shotguns like click clack? Who's that? It's A-O-P-H-A on the track. I bring the Mac attack. Let me bring it back, okay? A young kid just turned 18 and I moved out. Yeah, that's big moves. Show you what these moves about. That's big wheels. Like I was trying to pull up in a Cadillac. I told, hey, come K-Hunt, pull around and bring the caddy back. He tried to leave me at the bank. I said, that's okay. I'll keep pulling this money out like 100 a day. 100 million, I mean, not 100 large. When we come through, we'll probably go buy 100 cars. Trying to meet me like 100 stars.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
That's a lot.
My goodness.
I usually don't cipher freestyle, but... all right, man. So, when you get in that predicament... Oh, okay, that's awesome.
Because I really wasn't about to go in that.
Never mind.
I like that. Those were some real
words.
Why'd
they curve you, though?
I make beats, bro.
You guys, if you can see his face, it's beautiful. It's red. He's embarrassed. No, it's okay. We have fun up here.
Oh, man. Kitchen table conversations.
Kitchen table conversations.
Yes, absolutely. Kitchen table conversations.
It's like a family up in here. Amen. You know, we know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we're doing.
Every day?
Not really. I'm learning.
So.
Barely.
We have the track getting ready from Alpha called.
Yeah. Tuscan Leather.
Tuscan
Alpha
Leather.
Mix.
Word?
What?
Okay.
Y'all know my name. Call me Fresh. Fresh, I'm dirty. Might be session 8, cause I'm hurried. Got the latest kicks all up in my closet.
Thank you.
They're not working?
Oh, yep. Okay. Yep.
And we're back. And in studio, still, we have Maurice.
What up?
And we have Chop.
Yeah. I'm Weez Beats.
There you go. And that's who we have in the studio today. So, or right now, anyway. So, I have to apologize. There's been something, some kind of virus or something went on with the computer setup. So, I'm, you know, listeners, we're going to do this. We're going to get this together. The computer system is messed up. I don't know what happened, but I will say that I had a little bit of an incident earlier. I hope it wasn't them. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and skip you for just a second.
All right, go ahead.
We got Chop here.
How you doing?
Tell me. I'm going to ask you the same thing. What is it that made you decide you wanted to start rapping or doing hip-hop? It's a hip-hop style. It's different.
Start rapping. Wow.
Was it?
I've been writing since I was like 8. I've been like, you know, started out with poetry. I was that kid in the back of the classroom, like not doing much, you know what I'm saying? No one really paid attention to me. Didn't have no friends, so started writing stuff like that. And then, I don't know, like high school, I got into actually projecting and like making music and stuff like that. And me and my buddies, Travis and Jeff, started a little group and called it ROD, Real City Records. And
right on.
From there, it was that. At my first performance at like 15, I'm 22.
Hey, that's what's up. Go on. All right, well, okay, great. So tell me, if you could tell me something about, you know, what you want from me as a generation, what would it be?
Respect.
Okay, I get that. I feel it. I can understand that because, you know, I've done shows before where I believe that us as the older generation don't quite understand our younger generation. Therefore, we don't really listen, and that's a form of disrespect to me. So
yeah, low-key.
I try to listen to everything that everybody says around me, especially the youngins. But
that's good.
So, are you gonna say something for us today? You gonna sing?
I could do something.
You're gonna have to do it a cappella.
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfect. That's perfect, actually.
Okay. Yeah. So Chop is going to sing a cappella for us real quick. And this is wonderful.
Get it.
I'm about to just do the verse real quick. It's gonna be a song that I'm about to do with Weez. It's gonna be called Too Fast.
Okay.
So as the first song, he's gonna do the hook, and I did the first verse. Said, I used to live my life too fast. The only thing I was worried about was getting some cash. I made moves but never learned how to dance, waiting for my chance to blow like an M80 to make my dream girl my lady. Those plans left the minute she played me. How could you hate me? All I did was work on myself so I didn't get hurt by anything else. I don't splurge money on shoes and a belt. I worked with any hand I was dealt. I did it with no help. When I was hurt, I made sure no one could tell. But now I can sit back and reminisce. Lost hate, I can't even make a fist. Have faith, don't get lost in the bliss. Feels like I got knocked down in a mosh pit, cause when life started to get complex, had to stray away from nonsense. Gotta get good with the Lord before it's too late. Follow the path and do as he say. Path 3 years have been life changing. Went from Greyhound doing policy and no dollars to making commas. Couldn't see the future. No Nostradamus. The future beyond us. Be honest. You speak the truth in your raps. Cause I really think that. And that goes on the chorus right there.
Ooh. Wow. That's not what I expected, folks. Wow.
Snapped.
Okay. Well, go on then. And
good job,
say that then.
Thank you.
Wow. That was.
Thank you for the opportunity, honestly.
You know, acapella.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
fine.
Have
my
you
name is Chop.
all the listeners out there, you know, you see them shows, American Idol and all of that, right? Or what's the one where they're turned around?
America's Got Talent or something.
Or something like that. Yeah. And you see people come on and you're like, oh boy. And then they sing and you're like,
oh,
whoa.
The voice.
Yeah.
Wow. Probably the voice.
Yeah,
yeah,
like what? You didn't expect that to come out. I'm sitting here looking at this young man right here and I did not expect that to come out of his mouth. Honestly, that's not what I...
High key, that gave me the goosebumps.
Right. I'm feeling that.
I totally appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm feeling
Thank
it.
You so
good.
Much. This is crazy.
So, sitting over there laughing at us all the time.
Oh, Weez Beats.
Yeah. I'm always laughing.
Yeah. You got something you want to play for us real quick?
She has it. Oh, man. We haven't got there.
I think Duffy wants you. Okay, well, we're going to hear a rap from Maurice real quick.
Yeah. Okay. It's that boy Ice.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do it.
Yeah. I know some people who went through hell and back. They try looking through clear water, hoping to find the reflection of their soul. But they see nothing, not a single soul. Just a coral reef and a family of fishes got them thinking, damn, how am I gonna get rich? Man, I only got one thing to be yourself. The American dream is to get rich and live that wonderful life. Grow up with your beautiful kids and that hell of a wife. But I don't get how people sneak this and they don't play fair. Them are the ones that'll take your life. But one question, does that pull a card for a reason? Or is it just a lesson? I try to pray every night, count it as a blessing. Cause some don't get a chance to. Life could get too hard to handle. My older sister died because of a heart murmur. My other brothers died of a cancer. And ever since then, life been a handful. I drive my own car, got tired, had my girl be my Lancer. Now I'm leading by a better example to these teens. I suck bad memories up, now I'm in my own lane. Me and my ghost place, no games, man, I'm blowing on propane. It's trippy what people do just to ease their pain. You staring through the window, I could call you window pane. They listen to Haddon the same when they listen to the devil. I'm trying to go off to this beat, no acapella. I'm just wrapping up like I feel a man. What did I tell you, man? I'm back on this verse, man. I'm spitting all these bars, yeah. I'm putting people into a hearse, man. I'm giving all these shivers, sock people in their liver. I hit them, make their, Now I'm back, eating all these stacks. I'm at Burger King, yeah, you could call it Big Mac. Nah, it's not McDonald's, I'm on my own. I'm trying not to curse, but I'm on my own, yeah. Now we going in live, yeah. The only thing I know is how to survive, I written too much, but now I'm just thinking off my head. I'm spitting from the brain. Man, it's so insane. I'm trying to blow up like propane.
Huh. Mm. That was Ice. Okay. Yeah. Go on, Dan. Hey.
A little something.
Yep. Anyway.
He just rapped.
He did rap. He did that right off the top of his head here.
That's dope.
I was on my Snapchat. I'm sorry.
That was on your Snapchat?
Yeah.
Add me. It's that boy Ice.
On my Snapchat.
It's underscore that boy underscore Ice.
Hey. My Snapchat don't work.
Update.
Okay. Now we're about to hear.
Oh, I'm Lee's Beats. We're about to play one of my beats on the radio. Mm-hmm. That's really dope.
Can you tell the listeners what it's called?
Oh, this beat's called Out of Here.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is a pretty dope beat. I made it on FL Studio.
Okay. Everybody, pay attention. Later.
We'll be right back.
last, right? So in studio, everybody's gone. It's just me and Alexis.
Hi.
This was a, I say surprise. I wasn't for sure if she was going to be able to make it, and I'm so happy that she did. So she's going to do some poetry for us, and from my complete understanding that her voice is very powerful. So I just I want to jump right on into it. I want you to go ahead and just let my listeners hear what you got to say.
Chivalry is not dead. When I walk down the streets, that's forbidden to be said because the men drive their steeds and clad themselves in armor in disguise. Chivalry cannot be dead otherwise. How would you explain the compliments I receive? Indeed, chivalry is live and well. Otherwise, who would save my vulnerable self from, oh, men? See, the most glorious act of chivalry is the holler from a car window, right? Nice butts and nice breasts, they only want you to know they admire them. They'll save you from resting stale face. Smile, they say, as I walk down the street. Turns out that's not as intriguing as you would think. My body is the ideal reward. Maybe if you grab me, that's the trick. Let's get married tomorrow. Is that what you think will come of it? Follow me for six blocks and see where that gets you. If I call the cops, is that considered a deal breaker? My obligation to you is actually none at all. I'm not sorry for the rejection. I know your ego will fall, but I have no time for catcalling or feeling small. It's not a shame to say no. Maybe it's your mother you should call. See, women are the chivalrous ones after all. Each day is a battle and never one to forget. Our lives on the line if we put on a dress or pants or maybe a hijab, because it turns out clothing can't save us after all. Only we can do that. And our male allies, whether trans, cis, or in between, we are each other's alibis. Though chivalry may be lost, one thing is for certain. We must save ourselves or we must close the curtain.
Mm. And there it is. I'm feeling that. So how long have you been writing poetry? Has it been something that you've been doing since you were really little?
No, actually, I've always loved writing, English class and, you know, elementary school, right, and middle school. And I would say probably around eighth grade, I started writing poetry. Well, more so I started listening to spoken word. I would hear some of my favorite artists and favorite poets, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to learn how to do that. And so my freshman year, I actually got into the Roosevelt Slam team and just more opportunities after that. This last year, I became one of the Youth Poet Laureates of Portland through Spit Riot.
Explain what that is.
So a poet laureate is the title that, you know, it was a competition, and then that's the title we received after competing with each other with our work. And basically, I am a representative of Portland. Say Kai Edwards from Jefferson High School is the other laureate. We're both working on community projects, doing various performances and stuff, and just doing lots of stuff through that. But besides that, you know, poetry is just ultimately an outlet for me.
Absolutely. I also write poetry. Mm-hmm. I've read a couple of mine on air. In fact, Marshalia has been trying to get me to write another one and say it on air, but I don't know. I have a soft spot in my heart for poetry. So, you know, you've heard some of what I have talked about with the other guests that were on the show. If there was a message that you wanted to get to your parents or your grandparents or those of us that era, what would it be?
Well, just based off of what I heard some of your last guests say in that same theme, I think it's really important to listen to our generation, just because even though we need to respect our elders and we need to listen to what you guys have to say, it's also important that, you know, we are next generation, you know, we're going to be taking your guys' spots, and that when you listen to us, it's very important to hear what is needed, and art especially.
Mm-hmm.
Art is like the ultimate use of expression.
and
I think it's very easy to dismiss young people who want to be artists because it's not considered a real career, or, you know, that won't get you
very
far.
Not enough money.
Mm-hmm. I hear that all the time. And You know, I'm always hearing, oh, you should be a lawyer. You'd be such a good lawyer. Or you should be a doctor, you know. And as much as that would be cool, it's not what gets me going. And so I guess my message would be, you know, as much as we just all need to respect each other in terms of listening to each other, because we all have something to say.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always say everybody has a story to tell.
Exactly.
You know, I've raised my children just like that, that, you know, speak your mind and, you know, be open, let me know what's going on. Not all adults are like that, you know. And I've learned in my lifetime that I don't want to say that adults don't listen to kids, because that's not true. What it is us as adults, I almost think that when we become an adult, that we get this this wall or something that gets put up. And, you know, we no longer can understand what the younger generation is trying to tell us.
Right.
And it's not anybody's fault. It's just that's the way it happens. But, you know, sometimes you have people like myself who get that and they understand. And I feel like I have the ability to give the young youth like yourself the outlet to be able to come and tell everybody how it is that they see their futures. We are supposed to leave you a legacy after we are gone. But what kind of legacy are we leaving you? 2015 was so destructive, and it opened my eyes to the fact that we need to stop and we need to listen to our younger generation, because they're trying to tell us something.
Exactly.
You know. So, I want to, yes, my friend in there is telling me that we have my last track on, so I just wanted to let you guys know that. But yeah, she was trying to be a secret. But anyway, so my daughter spoke very highly of you, and actually a couple other people that I know did too.
And well, thank you, whoever that was.
I'm impressed with your work. I very much am, and it takes kind of a lot to impress me.
Well, so, thank you.
I would love to have you back. And to maybe do some more poetry with you. That would be really great. We could work
together.
That
would be wonderful.
I am really happy that you showed up. I'm glad you were able to make it, because yeah, it's my favorite. I love poetry.
Thank you so much. And I think this is really awesome that, you know, you're giving young people a platform to speak their minds and express their art. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And for our final track, I have my friend Hennessy with an I. Hennessy, this is for you. We're playing your track now. Everybody open your ears. This woman is going to the top. Closer to My Dreams.
No. A lot of stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said, it's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's A and A to reach its A's, it really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like, thank the Lord. Lord God, he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard, and plus I dated women. Taught them all I know, and 2 years later, I'm an auntie figure. Now what's the difference if I'm sinning in this contradiction? Trying to right my wrongs, but I go left and miss the whole picture. Hazy vision, cause I'm blazing, hanging in the trenches. Praying that I make it, yes, they're living in the same conditions. That's far-fetching, double-minded, having double standard. Double temptation in my face, my kryptonite is damaged. They say, if you knew better, you would do better. But I know I'm still living up and do whatever. My daddy's gone and my mama, she's my backbone. Like every time I fall off, I always go back home. Headed down the road of truth or death up in my rear view. It's time to make a change, the end of days is coming up soon. Raised to be a Christian, but was bred to be a goon. Was taught from the streets, but I never learned from school. Now it's time to pay my dues with my head held high. Cause in reality, we all just living to die. So I'm 10 toes down, trying to steer from my demise. Steadily claiming that I'm cool, but you can see it in my eyes. Hey, as time flies, I think I'm learning from my every movie.